Hi everybody, welcome to the official UK charts, the only place where you can find the charts, the chart rundown, which was first produced today, 19th of January. So here comes the singles, then the albums, then the films. At 40, the singles chart at 40, JID featuring 21 Savage and Baby Tate, Surround Sound, 39, Songa, Toxic, 38, Eliza Rose and Calvin Harris, Body Moving, 37, Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway, 36, Drake and Practice, 35, is Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, 10 Toes, 34, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, 33, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang, 32, Noah Kahan, Northern Attitude, 31, Tom Odell, Black Friday. At 30 is Mason Princess, Superstar, Perfect, Exceedo. 29, Kenya Grace and Strangers. 28, Weekend, Jenny L, oh, Lily Rose Depp, One of Those Girls. New entry, the first new entry into the top 40 this week is in at 27, 21 Savage, Doja Cat, N.H.A.E. Ni. 26, Lil Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 25, Tate McRae, Exes. 24, Flo Milli, Never Lose Me. New entry at 23, 20th Savage, Travis Scott, Metro, Nina. 22, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. 21, Sonny Federa, MK Douglas, Asking. 20, Sabrina Carpenter and Feather. And new entry at 19, D-Bot Europe and Noisy, and the song called Eagle. At 18, Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. At 17, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. At 16, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 15, Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA. 14, Fred Again and Baby Keem, Leave Me Alone. 13, Drake featuring Sexy Red and SZA, Rich Baby Daddy. At 12, Weekend, Playboy, Carti, Madonna and Popular. New entry 11, 21 Savage, Red Rum. At 10, Tyler and the song called Water. That's 9, Dua Lipa and Houdini. Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. That is going down this week. One place to number 8. And number 7, Tate McRae, Greedy. At 6, Casa Roy, Deepak Europe, Prada. At 5, Teddy Swims, Lose Control. At 4, Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. At 3, Sophie Ellis Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. And a new entry straight into number 2 is Ariana Grande. And Yes, And. That's the song, Yes, And. And the number one spot is still number one, Noah Kahan and Stick Season. So let's run down the top 40 albums. Okay, so here comes the album chart then. At 40, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 39, Joel Corry, Another Friday Night. 38, Kanye West, Graduation. 37, Beatles, 1967, 1970. 36, 50 Cent and Best Of. 35, Travis Scott, Utopia. 34, Maroon 5 and their album called Singles. 33, Ed Sheeran, Divide. At 32, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. At 31, Eminem, Curtis Call 2. A new entry at 30, Bill Ryder-Jones. This is going to be difficult to... I'll try and pronounce it. Ichida. Ichida. I-E-C-H-Y-D-Da. That's a bad one for an Englishman. At 29, Shed 7, A Matter of Time. 28, Lewis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hellish Extent. At 27, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 26, SZA and SOS. 25, Drake for All the Dogs. 24, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994, 2009. 23, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 22, Queen, Greatest Hits. 21, Teddy Swims, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 1. At 20, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. At 19, Arctic Monkeys, AM. 18, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. 17, Taylor Swift, Lover. And Taylor Swift is at 16 also with her album, Reputation. Taylor Swift is at number 15 as well with Folklore. Taylor Swift is at number 14 with her album, Midnights. At 13, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. At 12, Lewis Capaldi, Broken by Desire to a Heavenly Scent. At 11, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 10, Elton John, Diamonds. 9, ABBA, Gold Greatest Hits. At 8, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts. At 7, going up one place is Eminem, Curtis Call the Hits. At 6, She's Back, Taylor Swift, 1989. at 5 weekend, the highlights, Noah Kahan's stick season, is at 4, a brand new entry in at 3, vaccines pick up full of pink carnations. A new entry at 2, 21 Savage, American Dream, and straight into the number 1 spot is D-Block Europe and Rolling Stone. So there you go, there is your top 40 albums for this week, first produced to date, 19th of January 2024. And we go on to the last chart now, and that is the films. Okay, so here we go then. The films, 40, The Flash at 39, Avatar The Way of Water, 38, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, 37, Five Nights at Freddy's, a new entry at 36, The Retirement Plan, re-entry at 35, Sound of Freedom. Got some talk after the chart about that film. At 34, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, 33, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 32, Saw X, and new entry at 31, Pet Sematary, Bloodlines. I've seen the trailer to that, it seems a good film. At 30, The Lord of the Rings, The Return Of. At 29, Rise of the Foot Soldier, Vengeance. 28, The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship Of. 27, The Batman, re-entry at 26, Sisu. 25, Operation Mincemeat. 24, Transformers, Rise of the Beast. A new entry at 23, Alive. At 22, Meg 2, The Trench. Re-entry at 21, Gladiator. New entry at 20, Killers of the Flower Moon. 19, Fast X. 18, Top Gun Maverick. 17, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. At 16, re-entry, Gran Turismo. 15, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. The Expendables at 14. At 13, No Hard Feelings. 12, Super Mario Bros. Movie. At 11, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. At 10, Elvis. At 9, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. At 8, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. A new entry at 7, Anatomy of a Fall. Exist Believer, big rise there for Exist Believer in at 6. At 5, Barbie. At 4, Equalizer 3. At 3, Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds. At 2, Oppenheimer. And the number 1, Trolls Band Together. And that's a rise of 10 places this week to the number 1 spot. So let's go back to the film. We'll talk a little bit about it. The Sound of Freedom, which is from Angel Studios, and it's a new, it's gone up in charts. It's not a new entry. So it's all about child trafficking. The idea behind the story, the based on a true story, is about the massive problem of trafficking in the world, not just the UK, but the world. And it says that clearly that child sex trafficking is growing larger than the drugs trade. They say within a year or something like that, trafficking of children will be worse than drugs, the drugs trade. And you know how big the drugs trade is, so around the world, not just like I say, not just in one area. We're talking about around the world, and that is really, really concerning. And this film is supposed to be. I've not seen it, so don't get me wrong here. So I'm not going to mention anything about the film. I've seen the trailer, which is pretty good, but I've not seen the film. There's a few issues though. Now, if you think about it, the film, you have to be careful, right? Because you think to yourself that you'd want to buy this film to help stop trafficking, right? But it's not actually a charity. Right? You've got to be careful. So if you're thinking that, oh, you're going to put your £8 or your £10 when you buy this, that it goes into something. It doesn't go into anything. It just goes into their back pockets. Simple as that. And they can't, I mean, they can't, you know, if they get blamed, well, you've ripped us off, and a lawsuit happens, well, have they said anything? Has Angel Studios said anything about being a charity, or money going towards a charity or something? No, they haven't said that. But I can't see anything saying that it's charitable, that it's going towards something. So it's a bit tricky. I mean, you know, you could say that Well, you know, you've not made it clear that this is not for, you know, because at the end of the day, you're trying to stop child trafficking. And people will automatically buy into that. So it's not clear. It should say that this is for child trafficking. This is for awareness of child trafficking, not for anything else, any other purpose. So they haven't done that. And a lot of people will have been misled, misguided to thinking that the money that they are putting into this will go towards helping free all these children, really, basically. And no, it's not like that. So they made a lot of money on that pretense, in my opinion. And so it's up to you. If you've bought it, it's too late. But yeah, it's not nice. They shouldn't be doing that, without question. So yeah, I just thought I'd put that one in, because I feel it's really important. I get the thing, you buy it, and you know, you spread it around, and people will look at it and say, flipping hell, what can we do and stuff. But at the end of the day, what can you do? What can anyone do? You know, raising awareness is like raising awareness. Does it stop the actual thing? No, it doesn't. So it needs, like, all that money generated. Of course, you've got to pay the actors and the production and stuff. I mean, that's, you know, that's understandable. But if there's anything left over, it shouldn't be profited. It should have gone into something. And as far as I'm concerned, from what I've read, it's gone into back pocket. So so yeah, it's, I mean, they could have developed something, you know. You know, they could have said any 10% of the money will go into a charity. Something like that, you know, even just 10%, be quite a lot of money. So, no, they've not done that neither. So, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And I'm not going to pay for it. I was going to pay for it, but I read up on what was going on behind the scenes, and it's not very good. But then I will stick up for Angel Studios, because they have not said it's a charity. They've not said that it's going to fund anything. So it's just about raising awareness. But they could do more, couldn't they? And that's what I'm trying to say. All right, guys. So hopefully you've enjoyed the UK singles, albums, and the film chart. And nice to see Pet Sematary Bloodlines in the film chart. Very good film. It looks like it. I mean, I've not actually seen the whole thing. But I've heard of reviews. And the reviews are magic, basically, to the film company. And to the franchise, the Pet Sematary franchise, which continues onwards from the first one, that was a really, really good film, the first one. But you know, the problem with the first one, it got a bit stupid. It started out really good, midway really good, but then it started going into a little bit of a crazy time with the cat and all these people coming back, and I think they could have just stopped at the cat and they could have just stopped at the cat and you know, continued the story, but not have all this Hollywood, this kind of special effects and stuff. It just got really stupid. And the second one was a little bit better, but it didn't have the main people in it. So once you start messing with the characters, you know, you've got a film. It's like Police Academy, or like, for instance, even Lethal Weapon. You know, you've got Lethal Weapon. You've got Danny Glover and Mel Gibson, haven't you? And the first one. But in the second one, it could have been like, you know, Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, of course, that would have been a really good film. But you still want, like, the Lethal Weapon series has got to be Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, hasn't it? Even though it would look really cool with Van Damme and Seagal, it wouldn't be the same. So on the second go, yeah, to say, well, that's a brilliant film, but like, we want Mel Gibson and Danny Glover back for the third one. So I mean, so you can't really change the characters. Police Academy, as I mentioned, they never changed the characters. They all of them came back for all seven, didn't they? So of course, Police Academy can't be, well, they could do it again, but we're talking about different characters, and you know, I think there's some characters still living, but a lot of the cast have died now. So you still got Motormouth Jones. He could still be part of a new Police Academy. G.W. Bailey's still alive, so Captain Harris could still be there. Who else? The woman with the supposed big boobs, they weren't big boobs. They were just normal standard boobs. You know, a handful. I would call it a handful. But I wouldn't say they were made to be look massive, but they really weren't. What was her name? Sergeant Callahan, I think her name was. What's the other fella called? I don't know if you can't have Captain Miles, or anyway, if Captain Harris will join in. What's his name? Hightower's gone. Sergeant Tackleberry, he's dead. What's his name? George Gaines, his main name. Not Captain Harris, the other one. He's dead. The black girl, the only black girl in Police Academy, I forgot her name, but she's dead. Fuck, half of them are dead. So it's going to be a different cast, you know. Obviously, if you can bring back Jones, Motormouth Jones, and Captain Harris, and the other a couple more that was in it, then that's good, you know. But it'll change the course for Police Academy, so they'd have to change things a little bit. So maybe Zed could. I mean, Zed's still alive. Wouldn't that be great to see Zed back? And that little guy. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Having Sweet Chuck. Remember Sweet Chuck? Having Sweet Chuck and Zed back. That'd be brilliant. You could even do a film just with them two, couldn't you? You know, wouldn't that be great? I'd like some kind of Lethal Weapon spin-off. You know, wouldn't that be so funny? I'd love to see that, but yeah, it's just imagination of use the imagination, really. It's just getting the money as well, isn't it? So, and the production lines and people, you know, of course, you've got to have someone writing the bloody script. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, I just thought I'd give you a little bit more, as I said, a little bit extra on the extra. So, so I hope you had a good week and you're going to have a nice weekend. And I will be back again next Friday with another rundown of the UK top 40 singles, albums and films, and a bit of a talk at the end. So take care, and please share these recordings, and I'll be back again next week. Take care, everyone.